Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I was chatting to my friend Jackie the other day, Brooke. She is the breakfast host in Port Augusta, where I used to work. And an amazing thing happened. She was on the radio show talking about how she didn't get a cup of coffee. I think that's correct. And then, lo and behold, her local member, Dan Van Holst Pelican, sent her a free cup of coffee.
No way.
Now, I don't know about you, but I'd love a free cup of coffee.
Who wouldn't?
Tim Whetstone, if you're listening. We've actually got Jackie on the line now. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're thirsty.
We are.
Basically, to put it that way. What kind of hints did you drop out there? What do we need to put out to Tim Whetstone and maybe hope he picks up?
Well, really, all that went down was that I mentioned, you know, I hadn't had my morning cup of Joe and said that I was a bit yawny and stuff between the breaks there during songs. I was yawning my head off, like, just like that.
Brooke, and I haven't had my morning cup of Joe.
And I just said, oh, if anyone would like to drop one round to us, you know where we are. And lo and behold, who shows up but Dan Van the Man.
The Deputy State Premier. Well,
yeah.
Tim Whetstone does work across the street from us, Brooke.
Yeah, we are literally within like 10 steps of walking distance.
I mean, if anyone does want to bring us a coffee this morning, I'll have a long black, Brooke.
I'm a cappuccino gown. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if he's across the road, he's got no excuse really, does he?
I'm glad you said it, Jack.
It's nice it comes from you instead. Thank you for your help.
That's okay. Hopefully you score a free cup of whatever your preference is out of this endeavour.
There is a time for subtlety and it's not now. Tim, you've heard us.